Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, February 18th, 2015. And on today's podcast, we're going to discuss President Obama's proposed congressional authorization for the use of force against the Islamic State, which the president insists is not Islamic, but it insists it is. I find myself wondering what the president was actually hoping to accomplish by sending this proposed resolution to Congress. For 6 years, he has made war wherever he chose around the planet, all the while insisting that no such resolution was necessary. So why now? Perhaps he's finally noticed that he's been bombing the Islamic State for quite some time. Maybe he thought, I should ask Congress for permission to do this, which I have already begun doing. In any event, this is a curious resolution, bipartisan criticism of it has rolled in both sides of the aisle in Congress, critical. I wonder if he really thought he could get this resolution passed the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, that being John McCain. The criticism centers around three provisions in the proposal that no one besides the administration seems to like. Number one is the time limit of 3 years. This idea of assigning a time limit for the end of hostilities, regardless of the results, is one of Obama's specialties. Tell the enemy exactly when you are going to quit and go home so he will be inspired to just hang on. There's no strategy for victory, just a strategy for when we're going to quit. Number two, the resolution would repeal the Iraq War Resolution of 2002, which the president has been relying on for 6 years now. The Iraq War Resolution has two provisions. Number one, to remove the threat to the United States posed by Iraq, and two, to bring Iraq into compliance with 16 UN Security Council resolutions, including protection of minorities and ending support for terrorism. Both of these things, with the Islamic State now in Iraq, both are still in doubt. Third, the resolution specifically excludes ground troops, another Obama specialty. Tell your enemy what the limits of your actions are before you go off to make war against him. Tie the hands of those who fight your wars, then hold them accountable for poor results. So with these restrictions, he is actually asking Congress to limit the scope of what it has already passed. Well, the Obama administration is a master of spin, folks, having insisted for years that we are not at war. Now we are expected to believe that those boots on the ground in Iraq, in Kuwait, in Afghanistan, many other countries far less obvious, those same kinds of boots that were there under President Bush with the same feet in those boots, they don't count now. They're not boots on the ground now. Well, if that were all, it would be plenty, folks, but it gets worse. Administrative spokesperson Marie Harf speaking on televised news about the administration's plans for the Islamic State, for making war on the Islamic State. She said if these people could just have jobs, like they wouldn't go around killing people all the time. I'm serious, folks. That's what she said. She proposes to apply great society liberalism to a group of people who behead people, who crucify people, who burn people alive, who rape children. The great society liberalism hasn't exactly been a screaming success here in America, I don't think. The Islamic State would be impressed by it, but she says that we just can't kill every terrorist in the world. Well, I beg to differ, folks. Anyway, we are expected to believe that the president's, quote, coalition of partners bombing the Islamic State right now, with the U.S. conducting 95% of the attacks and 100% of the attacks inside Syria, is something other than a cover for his own apparent cowardice, indecision, and lack of commitment. We are expected to believe that the Jews killed in Paris were just random people, not Jews, the Jews chased out of Europe, immigrating back to Israel, murdered in the Middle East. Well, we're not really seeing that, are we? We are expected to believe that the 21 Christians recently beheaded in Libya by Islamists were not really Christians, and their murderers were not really Islamic. Missing from White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest's statement condemning the killing was any mention of the words Christian, Coptic, Islam, or Muslim. This is absolutely amazing. Even for this president, it's amazing. In its usual video, the Islamic State claimed responsibility for the murders. The video was entitled, quote, "A message signed with blood to the nation of the cross," end quote. The victims were described as, quote, "crusaders." The group should be told, okay, the nation of the cross gets the message. We read you loud and clear, and you will not find a rock to hide under anywhere in this world. Your leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, will not be able to stick his head out of whatever hole he's hiding in without looking in the sky for hellfire missiles. That condition will exist from now until every last one of you is eradicated. That's the way I see it, folks. But instead, they get more political spin that demonstrates to them that we are weak cowards who will not even defend our own civilization. The armed forces of the United States deserve better. They deserve better than lying cowardice from their leaders. Meanwhile, the president's foreign policy is an absolute disaster. We may never recover from it. Yemen, lost and now a failed state right on the border of Saudi Arabia. Libya, total chaos, obviously controlled by the worst terrorists on earth. Italy expressing concern that these terrorists may cross the Mediterranean and invade Italy into Europe itself. Iraq, controlled by the Islamic State with only Baghdad holding out. Syria, a complete wreck and rubble. Almost 50% controlled by the Islamic State. Afghanistan, fast becoming an Islamic State training ground. Congratulations on that foreign policy. That is something to be proud of. Finally, folks, not another soldier should be sent in harm's way without a declaration of war by Congress and a total commitment by the entire nation to victory, no matter what it costs. A declaration of war against a declared enemy, a named enemy. That's the way I see it. We need a leader, folks. We desperately need a leader. The troops deserve it, and we deserve it. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.